But anyway, he was the guy leading this program, driving people in helicopters,
Jesus.
And trying to see if he could make loots, quaaludes.
Quaaludes. So yeah, we'll get to that later. But yes,
yeah, but like basically like LSD, MDMA, if they could use like air spray this to pacify the masses. So they're doing this on one side. On the other side, they have a bunch of other black ops going on. Like they have various death squads. Effectively, and as you mentioned before, what also happened is they had to create this sort of vast black market economy to the tune of billions of dollars for arms and oil smuggling. And then they used some of this profit for self-enrichment and then funding black operations to, in terms of death squads, to take out enemies of the apartheid state, to discredit journalists, to harass people, to spy on people. And there's a number of things going on at the time. One of these, which is very important, is called the Civil Cooperation Bureau, which had a bunch of different branches, but among other things, got pretty infamous until it was disbanded. It was set up by a guy called Magnus Malan, who was the defense minister, but it was completely off the books. It was supposedly self-funded. Magnus Malan also, if we want to go into that wormhole at some point, is alleged to have had a pedophile island off the coast of Port Elizabeth, a coastal city in the Eastern Cape, where he had helicopters, or he and his associates, take boys from the township, colored township. Colored means mixed race in South Africa, for the gringos out there, to play with. And there's a book called The Boys of Bird Island. And the author of the book died very mysteriously soon afterwards. But anyway, so he had the Civil Cooperation Bureau, which was a bunch of crazy guys. And in South Africa, the most infamous figure is a guy called Ferdy Barnard, who was a cop who had killed someone, got kicked out of the police force, and was recruited as like a hitman and thug for the apartheid government. He killed an academic famously called David Webster, which sort of exposed the scandal, a left-wing activist and anthropologist, actually a friend of my mother's. And they did other things like hang a baboon fetus in Desmond Tutu's house.
Sorry, they hanged a baboon fetus in Desmond Tutu's house?
Yeah, in his garden, and I think in Bishop's Court in Cape Town, which is the official Bishop's residence, hence Bishop Court. And I mean, another thing they famously did is an Afrikaner dissident journalist and editor ran a sort of Vrye Weekblad, which is a South African dissident Afrikaans investigative journalistic focused newspaper, which exposed a lot of these scandals. They pointed an RPG to his head and tried to like intimidate him.
They pointed an RPG at his head?
Yeah, I mean, this is they also shot an RPG at the offices later, I believe.
Well, that makes sense. But the RPG at the head, you'd be like, listen, the backblast gets both of us, fella. You know? I mean, like, this is... Jeffrey Epstein.